Well, there's a great crowd in the Los Angeles Coliseum that probably is around 50,000 at the moment. Watch us now as the players go back to their dugouts. Drysdale continues to warm up off to the right. Jerry Walker continues to warm up to the left. The umpires are coming up. And very shortly now, this 1959 second All-Star game will be underway. First, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification.
WGY, WGFM, Schenectady.
The umpires now have moved out to the plate. Working back of the plate today, calling balls and strikes in the National League, will be Bill Jakowski. Charlie Berry of the American League will be at first base. Tony Benzon of the National League will be out at second. Bill Summers of the American League will be at third. Down the right field foul line of the National League will be Ken Burkhart. And representing the American League down the left field foul line will be Hank Storr. So as manager Fred Haney meets out there with the umpires and awaiting the arrival of manager Casey Stengel of the New York Yankees, and as the whole general atmosphere of baseball now centers on home plate, as Casey Stengel moves out to discuss, along with the umpires, just a brief review of the ground rules, which they discussed rather carefully before the game, it is my pleasure now to turn you over to the gentleman who will take you along the first half of this ball game. The fine broadcaster, the voice of the San Francisco Giants, Russ Hodges.
Thank you, Bob Neal. You did a wonderful job of setting the stage and explaining the rather complicated ground rule setup. We'll get busy right now with the starting lineups. Undoubtedly, both managers will let this great crowd at Los Angeles see most of the stars as the afternoon goes on, but this is the way they will start the game. For the American League team in the visiting gray, the National League team, the home team here, playing at first base from the Boston Red Sox, Pete Runnels. At second base, little Nellie Fox of the Chicago White Sox, hitting in the number two spot. And starting in left field, and he drew as big an ovation as we've ever heard here, Ted Williams. Behind the plate, Yogi Berra hitting in the number four spot from the New York Yankees. In center field, Mickey Mantle hitting five. In right field, a youngster and a great ball player, Roger Maris from Kansas City. Over at the third base spot, Frank Malzone from the Boston Red Sox. At shortstop, and for a while today, a lot of folks thought that this kid might be the bat boy. So small is Louis Aparicio of the Chicago White Sox. And what a glove man he is, and a good hitter. And the rookie right-hander, Jerry Walker, who has won eight and lost five on the season with a fine earned run average of 2.63 from the Baltimore Orioles, will be the starting pitcher. For the National League All-Stars, at second base from Cincinnati, Johnny Temple. At third base from the St. Louis Cardinals, Ken Boyer. In right field, baseball's leading average hitter, Hank Aaron from Milwaukee. In center field, the Giants' great center fielder from San Francisco, Willie Mays. At shortstop, Ernie Banks from the Chicago Cubs. Starting at first base, and he got a wonderful ovation too, Stan Musial from the Cardinals. In left field, Wally Moon from the Los Angeles Dodgers. The catcher, Del Crandall from the Milwaukee Braves. And Don Drysdale, whose overall record on the season is 14 wins and 6 defeats, goes to the hill. And the National League All-Stars take the field wearing their own home uniforms, basically white. But at third base, Boyer will wear the Cardinal red sweatshirt at shortstop Banks with the blue sweatshirt and cap. Mays in center with the white uniform, the orange and black insignia of the Giants, and so on around, as each player can be identified easily by his own peculiar mannerisms of the colors that the two teams wear. So we're about ready for the first pitch of the second All-Star game of 1959, and it's a big thrill. And the fans of Los Angeles have responded in a wonderful style. As Bob Neal told you, a crowd of approximately 50,000. And, of course, here in Los Angeles, we have quite a bit of sunshine and heat blistering down, although there is a breeze blowing, quite a good one, in fact, and it's blowing out straight towards center field to those cavernous outfield reaches where you've really got to tag the ball. You recall the great pitching of Drysdale in the first All-Star game when he pitched hitless ball And Don is out there to try to do that again this afternoon, as he will face the leadoff batter of the Boston Red Sox, leading off for the American League All-Stars, Pete Reynolds, the left-hander. Pete can slap that ball to any field, and he is batting 315. A tough man to keep off the bases. Here's the first pitch. Drysdale fires it. Strike call over the outside corner. Bill Joukowsky going with the right hand. One strike is the count. Drysdale into the windup again. Lets up and is low with ball one. One ball and one strike. Comparatively shallow outfield alignment. That very close left field screen has Wally Moon playing well toward left center. Don Drysdale winds and throws again. There's a swing and a miss, strike two. Reynolds, as Bob Neal reminds me, is a fellow that hits the left field a lot, takes a lot of the pitch, and can whip it over there into left field, plays second and first. In fact, at one time played some shortstop for the Washington club. The count is one ball and two strikes. Drysdale fires. There's a swing and a miss. Strike three. Pete Reynolds goes down on strike. Drysdale hits the inside corner with a fastball that really had whiskers on it. Batter coming up now is Nellie Fox. He's up there now, one of the most colorful that you'll ever see. Nellie, a veteran of these All-Star games. One of those fellas that never seems to take the big cut at the baseball, but every once in a while he muscles up and he'll pound one out of the lot on you. Choking up just a bit. A left-hander against Drysdale. Don lets up and is inside with ball one. One ball and no strikes with one down. The base is empty. The thumper, Ted Williams, is off to our left, swinging a couple of clubs around. A real sentimental choice for this game. Drysdale fires again. Here's a swing and a foul strike. Back to the screen. Count is one and one. Bill Joukowsky calling balls and strikes. We have the six umpires today, with umpires manning the left and right field foul lines. Drysdale throwing one and one to Fox. Misses outside. Ball two. Count is two and one. Drysdale very seldom comes overhand. It's mostly a three-quarter delivery and an occasional one that comes in by way of third base. A virtual crossfire. The young right-hander is ready. The count is two and one. He throws. Here's a swing and a foul strike to the left, going back into the seat. Now two balls and two strikes. There's plenty of room to chase foul flies down the left field line, particularly for the third baseman. Down the right field line, the stands jut out very quickly. Count even up on number two, Nellie Fox at two and two. Here's Drysdale pitching. Here's a pop foul out of play again on the count holding. And two balls and two strikes. This is really a shirt-sleeve crowd today. Plenty of colors, not a cloud in the sky. A beautiful picture for America's national pastime. Drysdale shakes off a sign from Crandall, and Nellie Fox decides to back out now. With one down and the bases empty, top of the first inning and no score. The Dodger right-hander fires. Here's a swing and a slap foul to the left side out of play. That one didn't miss the screen very far. The count holds with two balls and two strikes. One player missing today from the National League team, Orlando Cepeda, who bruised his wrist Friday, re-injured it Saturday, sat out Sunday, and it was decided that he should stay at home and take additional treatment. A two and two pitch. Outside, ball three. Drysdale attempted a curve that failed to get the corner, and the count goes to three balls and two strikes. Don is having a fabulous year for the Los Angeles Dodgers, one of the prime reasons why they're a real contender. Now the count is three and two to Nellie Fox. Drysdale fires. Fox takes wide. It's ball four. So Nellie Fox walks, becomes the first base runner of the second All-Star game of 1959, and the batter will be the thumper, Ted Williams. And we wonder if Ted is going to try to rise to the challenge of the distant right field screen. It takes a big poke to get over there, but Ted has the type of power that when he hits them, they'll go out of any part. May switches into right center, Aaron down the line. Drysdale throws. Williams takes a strike call. Fastball over the outside corner. Wally Moon is playing at least 150 feet away from the left field line, giving Williams all of that left field screen if he wants to swing there. Big Ted waiting. Batting 238. Here's a swing and a ground ball down the first baseline, taken by Musial. He spins, throws it to Johnny Temple. Williams is out. Moving to second base on the play is Nellie Fox. That play going from Sam Musial to Johnny Temple.
From the New York Yankees.
Here is Yogi Berra, the Yankees' great star for lo these many years. Yogi steps in with a season's batting average of .292. A real veteran of all-star play, a left-handed batter. Nellie Fox at second base. Drysdale studying him now. Two down, a runner on. Here's the pitch for Drysdale, and here's a swing and a high pop foul. Out of play, strike one. Two men down on the top of the first inning. With Berra up there now, who can punch the ball to any field, Moon, the left fielder, has moved closer to the left field line. May still shades into right center. Musial very deep at first base, and Aaron down the line in right. Drysdale pumps, delivers, strike two call. Slider that got the inside corner to a left-handed batter. Down is 0-2. Now Drysdale decides to take a trip to the rosin bag. In the on-deck circle is the Yanks' great all-round player, Mickey Mantle. Don Drysdale ready. Yogi Berra waiting. Here's the pitch to Yogi. Wide. Ball one. One ball and two strikes to count. Now to count 1-2 as Drysdale has Berra down to the two-strike count. Don is ready again. The pitch to Yogi. Fast ball wide. Ball two and a count of 2-2. You know, you love this game of baseball, but if you had to stand up there against a fellow like Drysdale, particularly as a right-handed hitter, I think you might lose a little bit of your zest for the game. You never let you see much of the ball. It comes right out of that uniform of his, and it comes mighty fast. Ready for the 2-2 pitch to Berra. Swing and a miss. Back three, and the side is retired. Well, the American League All-Stars in the top of the first inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left on. And so at the middle of the first inning, the score is nothing to nothing. Now against young Jerry Walker, Johnny Temple standing in, batting .328, the great second factor for the Cincinnati Redlegs. Jerry Walker with his record of 8-5, delivers, Temple takes high and inside, ball one. Johnny is a pest. He can get on there in any way at all. He doesn't mind getting nicked by a pitch if it means a ball game. Great knowledge of the strike zone and enough power to get him out of the park. Ball two, high and inside as Jerry Walker's curve seemed to take off a bit. So Temple now looks down to Billy Herman coaching at first base to see what the instructions are on the 2-0 pitch. The American League All-Stars failed to score in the top of the first inning. Johnny Temple is leading off with the National League All-Stars. Jerry Walker throws 2-0. Temple takes strike one, a fastball on the inside corner. Johnny has not swung the bat so far. Now two balls and one strike. Temple's the kind of a kid that just fought his way on to this ball club. Rated too small for a long time, but they found out that he's half what it takes. He attempts a bunt and fouls it off. Strike two. Even up 2-2. This Jerry Walker from Ada, Oklahoma, and he is just a broth of a boy, only 20 years old, weighs 190 pounds, and stands 6 feet. Count even up at 2-2 now. Walker throws. Temple swings. A line drive. Base hit to left field. Bounding past Williams to the screen. Temple is fine for two. And he is in there with a stand-up double. Jerry Walker, the youngest pitcher ever to pitch in the All-Star game, as Johnny Temple lashed one over shortstop, and as Ted Williams came in, not attempting the catch, but to make the pickup, the ball took an awkward hop over his left shoulder. He did not touch the ball. It is scored as a two-base hit. And now against Jerry Walker, the batter Ken Boyer, hitting 301 during the regular season with the St. Louis Cardinals. And he supplies a lot of their power and a lot of their runs batted in. He's a definite threat in any park. 18 homers on the season, 65 runs batted in. No score, the National League threatening. Jerry Walker throws, Boyer takes ball one inside. Count one and all. Johnny Temple on at second. The outfield of Williams, Mantle, and Merritt in just about a straightaway defense against the right-handed hitting Ken Boyer. Ready for the 1-0 pitch. Walker throws. There is ball two, too low. Boyer has a good fastball. Walker has a good fastball that he tried to get over the inside corner, but it was a trifle low on the count. Two balls and no strikes. Johnny Temple and Nellie Fox, two of the smallest men on the field, exchanging greetings out at second base. Henry Aaron's in the on-deck circle. Walker throws now, and Boyer swings, grounds one to the right side. As Fox picks up, throws to first. In time, moving to third base is Johnny Temple. So the National League All-Stars have the chance to score first with a runner at third and one down, and Henry Aaron stepping up to the plate. And what a year he's having, and what a ball player he is. There's a hand for the introduction of Aaron. Aaron batting 366 with 29 home runs and 87 runs batted in. This early in the game, the American League playing the infield back. Not too worried about the possibility of scoring the first run. The pitch now to Aaron. Low, ball one. Willie Mays will follow. Aaron, number 44 in his Milwaukee uniform. The National League team in the white uniforms, the American League in the traveling gray. Temple down the line, the pitch to Hank Aaron, a swing and a high slide on the right field line. Temple tagging up. Coming over quickly is Roger Maris. Makes the catch coming across the line. Here's a throw into the plate. Johnny Temple crashes Yogi there, and he scores. And Yogi was up the line trying to block the plate. And Temple just pelted him and came on in to score with the ball getting away. So the National League leads on the sacrifice fly by Hank Aaron, 1-0. Now, a fellow that had a lot of success in this Coliseum and in his seasons with the Giants, Willie Mays. On the season, not quite up to his usual average, but always a threat. The center fielder, Willie Mays, batting 293. Jerry Walker winds, throws to Mays. Mays takes high and inside. Ball one. Two down, bases empty. National League one, American League nothing in the bottom of the first inning. Ready for the 1-0 delivery by Jerry Walker. Mays swings, rounds it deep to third base. There's the neat pickup of Malzone. The throw across to Runnels. Mays is retired. And so are the National League All-Stars. In the bottom of the first inning, one run. One hit, no errors, nobody left on. At the end of the inning, the score is National League 1, American League nothing. In the top of inning number 2, in the second All-Star game of the season, from the Coliseum of Los Angeles, leading off will be Mickey Mantle. Mantle will be followed by Roger Maris and then by Frank Malzone. And it's always a thrill to see this kid step up to the plate in baseball uniform. Mantle is batting 290 on the year. 55 runs batted in and 20 home runs. Hitting left-handed against Don Drysdale, who winds and throws, and Mantle takes ball one, low and inside. One of the real long-range drivers in the history of baseball. Drysdale pitches again to Mantle. That is low for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. The baseball season now past the 100 game mark. The interest in the national pastime during the months of August and September, always is terrific. The 2-0 pitch. A let-up strike called on the inside. Drysdale gave him the big motion. Got the inside corner. It's 2-1. The 2-1 windup. Fastball, a swing and a miss. The amount of foul tipped it. The ball was held on to by Crandall. It is strike two and a count of 2-2. Mantle is leading off in the top of the second as the National League leads 1-0. Johnny Temple scoring from third on a sacrifice fly hit down the right field line off the bat of Hank Aaron. Two balls, two strikes to count. The windup of Don Drysdale, the pitch. A bunt past the mound, in quickly back, cannot make the play, and Mantle pulls off his specialty, a two-strike bunt, and he dragged it past Don Drysdale. Banks tried to charge the ball near second base, could not come up with it, and it is a base hit for Mickey Mantle, and the first hit off Drysdale this season in the All-Star Game competition as he had gone three innings against the American Leaguers in the first game played in Pittsburgh. Batter now is right fielder Roger Maris, Kansas City, whose average is .326. Roger has 14 home runs. A left-handed hitter. Drysdale goes to first, and Mantle was almost caught going the wrong way as Musial tagged him high on the shoulder as Mantle was sliding back in. A left-handed batter, Maris, waiting. Drysdale goes to first again. Mantle is back. You have to keep Mickey close. And with this big crowd here, the incentive to steal is undoubtedly there. He has stolen 17 times for the Yankees on the season. Musial keeping him close. Drysdale looks over there. Now pitches. He doesn't go. Swing and a miss for Maris. Strike one. There's so many facets of the game of baseball that are thrilling, and fellas like these All-Stars can do them about all. They can hit the ball out of the lot, they can steal, they can perform the sensational fielding feat. There goes Mantle. The ball swung on and missed. The throw to second base, and he's got him. He's out of second. Roger Maris swung at the ball. Good pitch. Mantle fired a strike to Ernie Banks, and Mantle was out sliding. The count now is two strikes on the left-handed batter Maris. Drysdale double-checks the count. It is two strikes. Here's Don winding the throw again. This is outside. Ball one. One ball and two strikes. It certainly took a perfect throw by Bill Crandall to get Mickey Mantle, and that one is right on the button. Now waiting for the 1-2 pitch. Drysdale sends it in outside for ball 2-2. The National League leading 1-0 in the top of the second inning with one out. Mickey Mantle was just thrown out attempting to steal second. It's a 2-2 count to Roger Maris. Drysdale throws a let-up. It's outside, ball three. Three balls, two strikes. Can't get over the size of this crowd in this big horseshoe, the Coliseum in Los Angeles. A wonderful turnout. 3-2 pitch. Maris swings and misses. Strike three. And Drysdale gets him down to 3-2 count. That's when he reaches back and gets something extra. And he's really had that fastball buzzing today. The third baseman now, Frank Malzone from the Boston Red Sox, batting .277, has 64 runs batted in. Tough man at that plate. Drysdale close to him. There's a long drive to left field, and that one could make it. And it's up over the screen for a home run for Malzone. Frank Malzone fires it up. So that ties up the game at 1-1, and Bob, I believe that gives you an indication of the way the sentiment goes here today. I believe it's all for the National League, because it was just a little polite round of applause for Malzone's effort. Here is Roy Aparicio, the shortstop from Chicago, playing for the American League All-Stars, batting .273.
I&M side, ball one. The drive by Merle Drone for the home run, not particularly well hit, but well up over the screen. It's his first All-Star home run. The next pitch to Aparicio is inside for ball two and a count of 2-0. Don Drysdale checking the scoreboard. The count 2-0. The score tied at 1-1. Drysdale throws. Aparicio takes inside, and it is ball three. Three balls, no strike. Now here's the 3-0 pitch by Don. There's a strike called on the inside corner to Aparicio, wearing his number 11 from the Chicago White Sox. One of the lightest men in baseball. 3-1 pitch. Bounding ball foul at the plate. The count goes to 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Two down, bases empty. The American League All-Stars won. The National League All-Stars won on the top of the second inning. Drysdale ready. Buzzes it in. Ball four, low and outside. Drysdale not overly fond of that call. As he walks his second man, he's given up two hits and one run.
In the number nine position.
And Jerry Walker, the youngest man ever to pitch in an All-Star game, is coming up.
Jerry Walker.
And with Aparicio at first base, again, the American League All-Stars made a side. Here's Drysdale looking at Aparicio over at first. Lobs over there. He's got a much better toss than that. He was just putting that one in the showcase, so to speak. Now the pitch to Walker. High for ball one. One ball and no strikes with two down, a runner at first base. Complimenting number two in the All-Star game in the Coliseum in Los Angeles, California. There goes Aparicio, and the ball is taken for a strike, and Crandall lost the ball. It bounced off his glove. He did not have a chance to make the throw. And since Aparicio was running, that will be considered a stolen base. During the season for Chicago, he had 33 up until today. So he gets on there. Now the National Leaguers decide to warm up a relief pitcher as Drysdale is having a bit of trouble out there. And it's Roy Face. 1-1 pitch. Walker swings and misses strike two. Two men out. The score is tied at 1-1. Crandall with another try now to Don Drysdale. Big Don stretches. Now steps off. Aparicio moving back into the bag. The second baseman Temple, the shortstop Banks, not trying to keep him too close. The count, one ball and two strikes. Drysdale fires. There's a swing and a miss on a curve, and it is strike three, and the side is retired. For the American League All-Stars, one run on one hit. There were no errors. One man is left on, and as we move to the bottom of inning number two, it's a tie game at 1-1. Ernie Banks leads off and swings on the first pitch and fouls it down the third baseline. Strike one. Banks is batting .310. In Chicago, where he plays for the Cubs, they call him Mr. Everything. He has 99 runs batted in with 29 homers, 5 triples, and 16 doubles. An average of .310 for this right-handed hitting shortstop. Facing right-hander Jerry Walker. Walker throws. Banks swings, foul tips at strike two. Walker, something of a surprise starter by Casey Stengel, who had intended to start his own great reliever, Ryan Dearen. But he had to use Aaron yesterday, and Walker has certainly showed all-star class. Here's the pitch to Banks. There's a swing and a ground ball slowly hit to the left side. Charges a mile zone. Over to first base in time. Ernie Banks is out. That's one down in the second inning as the American League and the National League All-Stars are tied at 1-1.
Number 6 from the St. Louis Cardinals, Dan Musial.
One of the greatest of all time, Sam Musial. Of the St. Louis Kites. Rumor has it that Sam the Man may retire, We don't know about that. We're tickled to death to see him in the All-Star game. Here's the pitch to Musial. It is high and outside for ball one. Musial, appearing in his 17th All-Star game, has a batting average of 309 for those 17 games and 9 runs batted in. Left-hander with a count of 1-0. Jerry Walker throws again. The man swings and fouls it back. Strike 1-1. One ball, one strike. Certainly wonderful that they have that cool breeze here today. As you know, this part of the country can get mighty warm during August, but it's very comfortable. 1-1 pitch, a slow curve and a swing and a foul. Strike two. Can't get over the poise of that Gary Walker out there, only 20 years old, appearing in an All-Star game. For all of the excitement he's portraying, he might just as well be pitching back on the sand lots of Ada, Oklahoma. Now Walker facing Stan Musial. Jerry Wines throws to Stan. That is low and outside. Ball 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Joe Guevara working behind the plate. Miles Zone at third, Aparicio at short, Fox at second, and Ruddles at first. Williams, Madeline, Maris, the starting outfield, still in there here in the bottom of the second inning. The 2-2 pitch to Musial, a curveball and a foul, as he took a late swing and fouled it back to the screen. Stan was looking for one in the wheelhouse, but that one wasn't in there, but he had the swing to protect. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jerry Walker gets the new baseball now. They're deep for Musial on the infield and outfield with the exception of Williams, who's playing a shallow left. Here's the 2-2 pitch. High for ball three. So the count goes to 3-2 on Stan Musial. The target now from Yogi Berra. The 3-2 pitch for Walker. There's a swing and a high foul to left field out of play. And there's an All-Star game souvenir for some lucky fan back there. 3-2 the count. Berra with a new baseball back to Jerry Walker. Musial, Kuchowski, and Yogi Berra in a bit of a conversation at the plate. Now the 3-2 pitch. Musial fouls another one deep to left field. That's out of play also, and the count holds at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Walker gets another baseball. Musial in that picturesque batting style of his, left-handed hitter, crouching low at the plate. Now the pitch. Inside, ball four. Walker came in with a slider that missed the corner, and Musial draws the base on ball and becomes the second base runner for the National League All-Stars as the score is tied at 1-1 in the bottom of the second inning. A member of the Los Angeles Dodgers, after having had quite an extensive service with the St. Louis Cardinals. The left-hander, whose season's average is .292. Musial is at first base with one down in the bottom of the second inning. Right-hander Jerry Walker hurling for the American League All-Stars. Fires to Wally Moon, high, ball one. 1 ball, no strike. Casey Stengel said that he might have to use a lot of pitchers today as he doesn't want to put too much weight on any pitcher's shoulders. Several of his hurlers have worked recently. Now the pitch to Moon. He checks, takes a called strike over the outside. Fastball at the knee. 1-1. One ball and one strike to the left-handed batting Wally Moon. Musial leading away. Walker throws. There's a swing and a foul to the screen. Count 1-2. The Kafka sent the new baseball out to Jerry Walker. Moon moves the bat around very well, and there's a threat to hit the ball off the left field screen here at the Coliseum if you pitch him outside. And also has the power to hit it over the right field fence. Nugent ready to go. The pitch to Moon, a let up, and a line drive. Grabbed at first base by Reynolds. Flagged first base. And he's sensational double play. Pete Reynolds making a headlong dive off the bat. And it's no run, no hit, no errors, nobody left gone at the end of two innings. The score is all tied at 1-1. The American League All-Stars send up Pete Reynolds. And he swings and fouls one that apparently winged catcher Del Crandall just a bit. Appears that it hit him on the fleshy part of the left arm, but he's all right. As so often happens in this game, you turn in a sensational play, and it's your turn to bat, to lead off, and that's Pete Reynolds, who made the stab with a line drive by Wally Moon and turned it into the double play. Counter strike one. Drysdale line throws again. Inside for a ball. Reynolds, Fox, and Williams in the top of the third inning. The two clubs tied at 1-1. Here's a 1-1 pitch now. Reynolds swings, fouls it off strike two. His first time at bat, Reynolds was a strikeout victim. Gene Connolly is throwing in the bullpen. Drysdale swings. The batter swings and fouls it off as Drysdale fired it in. And it's 1-2. Like Gene Connolly, who has been a big help to the Philadelphia Phils, will more than likely be the middle inning pitcher today. Drysdale, of course, is scheduled to go only three. Ronald's waiting for the 1-2 pitch. Don delivers as a swing and a foul over the visitor's dugout. Back out of play. The count is 1-2. The two clubs are tied. Malzone has the only home run of the ballgame. Now the pitch. And another swing and another foul. Zooming back among the customers. Out here to see baseball at its best between the great players of the American and National League. Ready for the 1-2 pitch. A let-up is outside for ball 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Reynolds played straight away with Moon guarding the left field line quite a bit. 2-2 pitch. Back straight call. Third ball on the inside corner, and Reynolds walks back to the bench. Drysdale striking out his fifth man. And Nellie Fox, who became the first base runner of the day when he walked back in the first inning, is up now. This is the top of the third with one down, and the base is empty, and the score tied at 1-1. Frankie Crosetti coaching over at third and yelling, "Let's go, Nellie." Here's the pitch. Outside, it's a ball. Cookie Lavigetto coaching over at first. Count one ball and no strikes. Drysdale walks off the hill to do a bit of landscaping out there. I like to keep that mound as smooth as possible. 1-0 pitch to Fox. Line drive, base hit to right field. In quickly as Aaron picks it up, gets it back into the infield, and Fox is on with hit number three for the American League. Mantle had the first hit. He bunted past the mound and beat it out. He was thrown out stealing. Then with two down, Malzone homered over the left field screen. Here is Ted Williams. Drysdale pitches, and boy, there's a big swing and a miss, strike one. Williams had ideas on that one, and you can see why that fellow's had such a fabulous batting career. There's a quick go to first base. Fox is back in. Williams batting 417 in all-star competition. Who'll ever forget the game that he broke up back in 1941 with that dramatic home run in Detroit. Sends a high drive to center. Well back in the left center is Wally Moon. He's got room, and he makes the catch. And it is out number two. That ball was made shifting over in the right center, was hit almost straight away to center, and Moon, who had skated well down towards center field, made the catch. Two down. Fox had to go back to first. And here is Yogi Berra. A strikeout victim his first time. Score tied at 1-1, top of the third inning. Nellie Fox, who wrapped a single to right field, is on at first. Drysdale throws to first quickly. Musial attempts no tag as the runner is back in. Don Drysdale checks it first again and quickly whips to first. Fox has only four steals on the season, but he's a very heady base runner. Now the pitch to Yogi. There's a swing and a long drive to right field. It's got a chance. Back he turns. And that's all a con for a home run for Yogi Berra. And it is amazing that that is Yogi's first All-Star Game home run. He's had a lot of other hits, and he's played in a lot of All-Star games, but that is his first home run in All-Star competition, and the American League leads at 3-1 as Nellie Fox scored ahead of him. Here's the pitch to Mantle, inside for a ball. That homer by Berra pulled sharply down the line, sailed over the 333-foot mark, and had a lot of room to spare. The American League leading, 3-1. Mantle batting, the count one ball and no strike. A let-up is inside for ball two and no strike. Berra apparently was waiting for that one. Now the 2-0 pitch to the Mick is low and outside. Ball three. So the American League starting to show its power. Now the 3-0 pitch. Strike called over the outside. It's 3-1. Yogi Berra on the season has 14 homers for the Yanks. And he picked a tough part to hit his first All-Star game homer. A strike two call to Mantle over the outside. The count going to 3-2. Berra in his 11th All-Star game gets his first All-Star homer. 3-2 pitch. Ball four outside. Mantle walks. Drysdale gives up his third base on ball. He has allowed four hits, three runs. His club trailing now 3-1 on the top of the third. And right fielder Roger Maris, the strikeout victim, on his first trip to the plate, is up now. First time that he's been selected for All-Star play and has not appeared. Drysdale lobs to first and Mantle is back in. Mantle is out fielding his first time. Here's the pitch to Maris. There's a liner into right field. Aaron is coming quickly and makes the grab on the run to the diamond. In the top of the third, it is two runs, two hits, no errors, one left on, and the score going to the bottom of inning number three is 3-1 American League. Bell Crandall leading off in the bottom of inning number three. We'll have a pinch hitter for the National League All-Stars. Early win is throwing for the American League. Crandall with a season's average of .254. Takes a swing and misses, strike one. Crandall appearing in his fourth All-Star game. Batting .125 with one out of eight. Here's Walker throwing. Here's a line drive foul to left field. Strike two. Eddie Matthews is out on deck. He will act as the pinch hitter for Don Drysdale, who has wound up his three innings. Two catchers chatting to each other up there. Yogi Berra and Dale Crandall. Count 0-2. Score 3-1, the American League leading. Jerry Walker throws to Crandall. Ball one outside. Crandall acts as the captain of the Milwaukee Braves and reminds you a lot of a quarterback. Here's the pitch. Inside for ball two. He's always straightening up during the game to position somebody or to act as a holler guy. He has a count of two balls and two strikes as he leads off, and Walker throws. Crandall fouls it to the right. The count holds at 2-2. Jim Connolly continues to throw for the National League. Early win for the American League All-Stars. Count now at 2-2. Bill Crandall leading off in the bottom of the third inning. Jay Walker into the windup. The pitch. Foul back. And a continued count of 2-2. 2-2. Later on in the day, of course, we'll get the official paid attendance. It has to be a big one. Jerry Walker pitching for the American League throws to Crandall. Bell beats another foul at the plate. And it holds at 2-2. No changes for either club as yet. We'll see the first change when it comes the pitcher's turn to bat. Eddie Matthews will bat for Don Drysdale. Walker and Crandall hanging in there. The 2-2 pitch. Crandall lines one into center field. Base hit. Coming over quickly to pick it up is Mantle. Fires behind the runner, and Crandall has to slide back in. As Mantle showed off that power of that fine throwing arm. Crandall remains a big turn, expecting the throw to go into second. And suddenly there was that baseball on its way to first. That is hit number two for the National League All-Stars. And Eddie Matthews is up now. Matthews, playing in his fifth All-Star game, has had 1 out of 11, and he is batting for Don Drysdale, who worked 3 innings, gave up 3 runs, 4 hits, walked 3, and struck out 5. The lead for Crandall at first base. Walker delivers high and outside, ball one. Jerry has walked one man, Sam Musial. Bottom of the third inning. The tempo of the game increasing. Now that one team has established the league. And the National League, the sentimental favorites here in Los Angeles because of their team, the Los Angeles Dodgers. The lead for Crandall. Here's the pitch. Matthews fouls it to the screen. Strike 1-1. That report that you hear, there is a plexiglass backstop. Ground level. And they come sailing back there once in a while. Shake you up. Nobody down. A runner at first. That's Del Crandall. As Eddie Matthews is the batter. Ready for the 1-1 pitch. Here's a swing and a high foul to the right. Out of play. Count is 1-2. Right-hander Jerry Walker, only 20 years old, has won 8 and lost 5 for the Baltimore Orioles. And he doesn't appear to be overawed by this All-Star game situation at all. Matthews waiting on the 1-2 pitch now. Jerry Walker's ready, throws. Matthews swings and misses, strike 3. Eddie was batting an even 300 with 73 runs batted in and 30 homers, and he went down going for a high fastball toward the outside. That is strikeout number one for Walker. And here is Johnny Temple, the second baseman. Temple doubled over shortstop his first time at bat, went to third on an infield roller off the bat of Ken Boyer and scored when Aaron hit a high fly on the right field line, caught by Maris, but deep enough for Temple to score. Crowded at first with one out. Jerry Walker throws. Back call over the outside corner to knee. Crandall bluffed a go there at first, but didn't. Now Temple checks with Billy Herman, who coaches for the Milwaukee Braves during the regular season. Walker throws to first base to Runnels. Back in is Crandall. Here's the right-hander ready again. Walker throws to Temple. Johnny attempts to bunt, misses. There's a throw to first base, and Crandall is barely back in. Temple is telling Bill Kuchowski that he did not bunt at the ball, but it is called strike two just the same. Six umpires today. Kuchowski calling the balls and strikes. Oliveira, a Berry rather, at first. Tony Vinson at second base, and Bill Summers at third, with Burkhardt and Stewart taking care of the left and right field foul line. Temple is at a count of two strikes now. A good man at hitting that ball to right field. Jerry Walker throws. Johnny Temple swings and sends a high drive to center. Mantle is back. Half room. Williams makes the catch. Out number two. So that puts it all up to 10 ball here. It's the National League All-Stars that are doing the scoring here in the bottom of the third inning with two downs. The American League leading 3-1 in the bottom of the third. Boyer appeared in his third All-Star contest. He's been a fine hitter in his two other games. He has four out of six up until today. Four out of seven now. The pitch to Boyer, strike over the outside corner. Ken's a right-handed hitter and one of the three Boyer brothers to make the big leagues. Floyd, Cletus, and Kenny. The 0-1 stretch. Now the pitch to Boyer low for a ball, and it's 1-1. We'll start seeing some changes now after three innings as manager Casey Stengel and Fred Haney have some great stars that they want to show the fans here on the West Coast. The count is 1-1. Straight away and deep defense in all departments against Ken Boyer. The lead but Crandall at first. Now the pitch. Low for ball two. Two balls and a strike. The American League one ahead off Don Drysdale in the top of the third inning when Yogi Berra homered over the right field screen. After 2-1 stretch, here it is to Boyer. A take wide for ball three. That was a slider that went a little too far. Got three balls and a strike. So now Boyer looks down inquiringly at Billy Herman, the third base coach. Crandall is in on the secret. 3-1 pitch. There's a swing and a foul down the third baseline. They count 3-2. Well, in this situation, Crandall will be going. Fans yelling because the fan down the left field line failed to stop that ground ball as it was bounding into the seat, and then a park attendant got it. It's 3-2 to Ken Boyer. Two down. 3-1, the American League leading the National League at the Coliseum in Los Angeles. A quick go to first base, and Bill Crandall is back in. Now ready for the 3-2 pitch. Here it is, Boyer's out of the foul. Yes, enough to get Boyer offside. Another new baseball out to Jerry Walker. The Braves and one of quite a bit of force is blowing straight out toward center field. Certainly not a gale, but it's enough to cool off the Coliseum and help fly balls that are hit near the fences out in that direction. Again, the 3-2 stretch. The pitch, Crandall goes. Here's a high pop-up to the left side of the infield. Waiting for it is Aparicio. And the shortstop has it, and the side is retired. No runs, one hit, no errors. One man is left on. At the end of three, the American League three, the National League one.
Do you really want a decent day? Do you really want a decent day?
We now pause 30 seconds for station identification.
WGY 810 on your radio dial, WGFM Schenectady. Well, it's the hottest team in town. Jim Schultz and his team of expert mechanics and salesmen at Schenectady Plymouth. Sales are zooming. Trade-ins bring more. The service is unbeatable. Drive a Plymouth from Schenectady Plymouth, 1016 State Street.
A new pitcher for the National League, Ken Conley, comes in, and as Jerry Walker walks to the bench for the American League All-Stars, he was given a fine hand. As this young right-hander worked the first three innings against the power-laden National League team, held them to two hits, conceivably could have had a shutout had it not been for a bad hop on a single hit by Johnny Temple in the first inning that resulted in a double as the ball bounded over the head of Ted Williams. He went the full three innings, gave up one run, allowed two hits, walked one, and struck out one. So now Gene Conley, formerly with the Milwaukee Braves, before that the Boston Braves, and now with the Philadelphia Phils, is the oncoming pitcher. Conley is making an appearance in his third All-Star game. He has won one while losing one. A towering right-hander and a great basketball player with the Boston Celtics. The pitch to Frank Malzone is low and inside for ball one. Conley represents the only player change for the National League so far today. Gene throws to Malzone, low for ball two. Malzone homeward over the left field screen his first time at bat. This is the fourth game for Milestone in All-Star competition. Here's the 2-0 pitch now. Strike, a fastball over the outside. It's Milestone, Aparicio, and a pinch hitter for Jerry Walker in the top of the fourth inning. The count is 2-1. Conley winds, throws. Milestone takes ball three. High and outside. It's 3-1. Three balls and a strike. Here's Conley firing again. And Milestone swings and pops it high, foul, and out of play to the left, even though Kenny Boyer chases it all the way to the seat. The National League team, in fact, with its starting lineup, with Moon in left, Mays in center, Aaron in right, Boyer at third, Banks at short, Temple at second, Angel at first, Crandall catching, and Jim Conley, the only replacement. The 3-2 pitch to Frank Malzone. Here's a bounder back to Conley, who steers it with a high leap, goes to first, and draws a big hand as Conley showed his basketball ability and went far up in the air to come down with that. Now Louis Aparicio, the batter. His third All-Star game. One of the real speedsters of the game. And on the season, batting .273 with the Chicago White Sox. And one of the big reasons why they're leading the league. Here's Conley pitching. Aparicio swings and fouls it to the right. Strike one. In goes the Rosenberg again. Milestone, number 11. Or rather, Aparicio, number 11, waiting. Swings, bounds it slowly to the left side. Up with it is Boyer. Hits the first, and Aparicio is out for out number two. Now the American League will send up a pinch hitter for their starting pitcher, Jerry Walker. Pete Runnels in the on-deck circle yells over to the bench. Let's have a hitter up here. And Gene Woodling, who's having a fabulous season with the Baltimore club, is coming up to pinch hit for Jerry Walker.
Your attention, please.
The left-hander batting Woodling.
Walker
has had some days here of late that made the headlines when he drives in all the runs, batting .341 on the season with 61 runs batted in and 13 homers. And Gene has always been the type of hitter that when he gets in a streak with that beautiful groove swing of his, it is almost impossible to get him out. A stocky left-handed batter against Conley. Gene throws, Woodling swings and pops it foul to the left and out of play. Strike one. The National League has used one pinch hitter, Matthews, who was a strikeout victim. And Woodling, guarding the plate, crouching very low as Conley throws. Gene swings on a changeup curve, and it's strike two. Two down, the base is empty. The American League All-Stars leading 3-1. The 0-2 pitch for Connor to Woodling. A bounding ball deep to first base. Grab the stab, New Zealand. New Zealand runs over and tags the bag and is bad as he tags. And he draws a big hand for that, and Conley gets a hand too. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. We move to the bottom of the fourth inning. The score of the game is American League 3, National League 1. Here in the Coliseum in Los Angeles, California, where the score is the American League 3, the National League 1, a new hurler comes on, Early Wynn. He has been selected for All-Star competition 6 times. He has been in 5 games. And Early has 1 win to his credit and no defeat in All-Star competition. On the season, this great right-hander for the Chicago White Sox has won 14 while losing 6. And is one of the active players around who has given a chance of reaching the 300 mark in victory. He will face Hank Aaron, Willie Mays, and Ernie Banks in the bottom of inning number 4. Aaron, up his first time, sent a sacrifice last night. Wynn might have to miss a pitching turn or two. He's having a picture made the other day, and the bench collapsed, and about, as Early says, about 10 big fat guys fell on him. But his foot appears to be all right. The 1-0 delivery, swing and a miss by Aaron on a high-breaking curveball that broke in across the letters. The count is 1-1. The American League All-Stars leading, 3-1. Henry Aaron batting. Over the 400 mark for a long time on the season. Now at a tidy 366. 1-1 pitch. Aaron goes for a high fastball and doesn't get it. Strike two. The count now is 1-2. Early Wynn studies the signs. No other changes in the American League defense. Just in the pitcher's box. Here's the 1-2 pitch now to Aaron. A swing and a high pop-up. Get right near the mound. Coming over, third baseman Miles on. And Frank makes the one-handed catch as apparently the sun had him bothered a bit, but he was able to glove it one-handed. That will bring up Willie Mays. And Mays and Wynn have faced each other many a time. In the World Series of 1954, and also many times in spring training, as Early was a pitcher for the Cleveland Indians for years when they trained against the Giants over in Arizona. When studying Willie Mays with one down in the bottom of the fourth inning, Early has been keeping everything high. He pitches now to Willie. There's a clear strike call on the inside corner. Boy, he broke off a beauty. Mays batting 293 on the season for the San Francisco Giants. Early Wynn winds, throws again. Curves it, misses outside. It's a ball, 1-1. Ball and strike with one down. The National League fans are getting a bit impatient, starting to rattle those hands together. They want some activity. Here's a 1-1 pitch to Mays, a swing and a high pop-up to short right field. Nellie Fox is drifting back, getting a beat on it now, and he makes the catch for out number 2. 2 men down, and Ernie Banks, the great shortstop of the Cubs, will be up.
Number 14.
Ernie grounded out to third his first time. Banks appearing in his fifth All-Star game, has batted 11 times with 3 hits. 2 doubles. He's looking for his first All-Star home run. Early Wynn delivers. Banks takes a slider strike called over the outside. The American League leading 3-1 with 2 down. The base is empty in the bottom of the fourth inning. As Wynn winds, delivers again. Banks takes a high curve inside for a ball, 1-1. On occasion, but not too often, Wynn will throw you the knuckleball. Only when he figures that he has you set up for it perfectly. It's not his Sunday pitch at all. His 1-1 fastball, a swing and a miss, strike 2, 1-2. straight away and deep defense for Ernie Banks. Now the 1-2 delivery. That swings and misses. Back three. The Nationals are out of order. No run. No hits, no errors, nobody left on. And so at the end of the fourth inning, the score is the American League 3, the National League 1. There is a lineup change for the National League. Stan Musial has been relieved at first base, and Frank Robinson will go in to take over there. As we have the top of the order up for the American League, Pete Runnels, Nellie Fox, and Ted Williams. Gene Conley, in his first inning of pitching, retired the tail end of the batting order, Miles on Aparicio. And Gene Woodling, with no difficulty. Now he'll be facing the top of the order, Ronald Fox and Williams. In the top of the fifth, the American League leading 3-1. A home run by Malzahn accounting for one of their runs. A two-run homer by Yogi Berra over the distant right field screen for their three. A double by Johnny Temple and a sacrifice fly by Hank Aaron, accounting for the only run for the National League All-Stars. Conley pitching to Pete Reynolds from the Red Sox. There's a batter hit slowly to the right side and is fouled before Frank Robinson at first base can pick it up. Foul ball, strike one. Reynolds in a great battle for the American League batting title last season, with no doubt of the last few days of the campaign, by his own teammate, Ted Williams. He hit from a crouch, choked up a bit in his left-handed batting stance. Shallow outfield defense against him. Conley gives him the fastball down low for ball one. One ball and one strike. Jim Conley throws again now. Fastball is inside, ball two. Conley came straight over the top that time. June's record with the Phils, 9-7. Philadelphia club had trouble winning on the West Coast in regular season play until Conley pitched into a win over the Giants at Field Stadium in San Francisco. Ball three, high and inside with a fastball. 3-1. Clark Wilhelm, he with the dazzling knuckleball, starts warming up with Elston Howard. Conley is low, ball four, and Pete Reynolds walks as Conley walks his first man and submits his first base runner since he came on. Drysdale worked the first three for the National League, gave up three runs, all earned, on four hits, walked three, and struck out five. Now Nellie Fox will be the batter, and Del Sandel decides this would be a good time to go out and have a chat with Gene Conley. With Wilhelm warming up, we saw early Wynn head for the showers, and that must have been Casey Stengel's general idea, just that early pitch one inning, as Wilhelm is firing the knuckleball down the left field line. Nellie Fox had a conference with Cookie Lavaggetto, the first base coach. They tell Reynolds all about it. Reynolds is on the bag now. Is Fox a good man for the bunt or the hit and run? Choked up on the club. Here's the lead at first base. The overhand curve called a strike. And Nellie Fox has been selected for All-Star play nine times and has appeared in eight games. Overall average of .346. And today a perfect record with a walk and a single. Top of the fifth inning, 3-1, the American League leading. Conley checks at first, throws to Fox again, a pitch out, but the runner, Pete Reynolds, at first was not going. Ted Williams has a couple of pieces of lumber. It is loosening up down to our left. Temperature in the Coliseum today is 70. The pitch. Fox slaps one foul to the left side out of play, and it's a count of one ball and two strikes. One and two the count. Nobody down. A runner at first. Frank Robinson right on the bag with a runner. Conley throws, and Fox wins and grabs it to Johnny Temple, who goes to second to Banks for one. Back to first, no double play. Just one out on the fourth at second base. Johnny Temple, number four, to Ernie Banks, number six, if you're scoring. And again, for his third appearance,
in the game. Here is Ted Williams. Ted has bounced out to first and fly to left. Selected for All-Star play 16 times. Here's the lead at first to pitch to Williams, low for ball one. Ted has had only one real good cut at a ball today. That was his last time up when he thought he liked one, and he took a tremendous swing. He missed, but you can certainly see that wonderful rhythm and power that he possesses. Here's Conley's pitch to change up. This is the outside for ball two. A quick throw to first base and sliding back in there. Him first is Nellie Fox. He tore up quite a bit of Los Angeles real estate getting back in there. Count, two balls, no strikes. Ted Williams, the left-handed hitter, waiting. Conley throws to Ted, strike at the knee. A fastball on the inside corner. The count now is 2-1. The fans thrilling to the threat of Ted Williams. Here's the 2-1 pitch, a swing and a foul to the right side. The count goes to 2-2. Ted, injury prone throughout his entire career, has had more than his share of tough breaks. In fact, it was in an All-Star game a few years ago in Chicago that he collided with the left field scoreboard and broke his wrist. He's had numerous other injuries, mostly during spring training. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Williams, a swing and a miss, strike three. Conley struck him out on a sinker ball. Up at the plate now, Yogi Berra, responsible for the two-run lead for the American League, as he homered over the distant right field screen in one of the toughest spots for the left-handed hitters for home runs in baseball. Two down, top of the fifth inning. Ronald, who walked, is at first base. Conley to face Yogi. A high curve inside, ball one. Berra has been selected for All-Star play 12 times, has appeared in 10 games. Jim Conley fires again to Yogi. There's the curve that gets in over the letters on the outside. A called strike, 1-1. Four hits for the American League All-Star, just two for the National League. Shift around to the right on Yogi now as Conley comes in wide with ball two. Count 2-1. Wally Moon, the left fielder, well down at left center, giving Yogi all of the left field line. Here's the 2-1 kick. Berra swings and fouls it in that direction, but it's out of play back among the spectators. Even up, two balls, two strikes. Baseball interest and rivalry here on the West Coast intense between the Giants and the Dodgers. Here's a curve and a swing and a foul back and a continued count of 2-2. And then with the fact that Milwaukee is visiting the West Coast, first to play San Francisco and then Los Angeles during the coming week, everybody wants a ticket to the ballgame. And the same prevails around all of the other cities in the National and American League. Here's Conley's 2-2 pitch to Berra. Swing and a miss. Strike three, and the side is retired. No run, no hit, no errors. One left on. Moving to the bottom of inning number five. The score is American League 3, National League 1.
Now playing left field for the American League.
Moving to the bottom of inning number five. And ready to take over now as we have a few lineup changes. You've heard this fellow on many of the famous sports events, the bowl game, All-Star and World Series play this season. You're hearing with the Cleveland Indians. Bob Neal.
Thank you very much, Rush. And hello, everybody. We're ready to move into the last half of the fifth inning here in the Coliseum. So far, the pitchers have been the dominant factor. Although Yogi Berra's big bat, as Rush told you so eloquently, swung once and drove one deep over the fence. And then another big swing by Malzahn has given the American League a 3-1 lead. The combined pitching of Jerry Walker and a fine pitching performance by Ellie Wynn in the one inning he's worked has limited the National League to two hits. We have some changes now in the American League lineup. Al Kaline has gone to left field, and going out into right field is Rocky Colavito. We've got some changes in the umpiring, too.
Bill Summers of the American League will take over at the plate. And going down to first base will be Ken Burkhardt. And out in right field is Bill Joukowsky. Now, Joukowsky's coming out now. He'll go down to third base. We'll check them for you, give them to you as they work out. Frank Robinson is coming along, and Robinson, who took over at third base, at first base for Sam Musial, moves in there now, first time at bat. So Bill Summers works the plate. And Frank Robinson steps in. Signed ball player from Cincinnati Redlegs. Started as an outfielder, has moved to first base, has been a great help to manager Freddie Hutchinson and the Redlegs. The outfield shades to left. First pitch by Wynn. A swing, a drive, deep in the left field. That ball is carrying, and it is going back, and it is over the fence for home run. Frank Robinson picks on that first pitch from early Wynn, a fastball, and he drives it high over the left field fence, left center field fence, if you will, about 335 feet away. So the Nice League, rather quiet up to this time, suddenly strikes with devastating force, and they pick up a run, and it's 3-2. Robinson, on the first pitch, gets his first All-Star game home run. Up there now is Wally Moon. He lined into a double play on a fine snag of a line drive by the first baseman, Pete Reynolds. Wally Moon, left-hand batter, stands deep in the box. The outfield playing him straight away. Malzone at third moves in just off the edge of the grass. Earl Wynn, the veteran right-hander, deals a two-ball at top side, ball one. National League prepares now to make a number of changes. They've got a lot of activity along the sidelines. Early Wynn looking into Yogi Berra. His set and fires down. There's a curve outside, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. The batter, Wally Moon. And the American League leads 3-2. We're playing in the last half of the fifth inning. Four hits for the American League, three hits for the National League. And there have been some big ones. Sam Jones is throwing in the bullpen for the National League. Fine right-hander from the San Francisco Giants. Wynn checks on the sign. Very deliberate windup. Two-ball delivery. There's a curve that catches the outside corner, and it's 2-1. There's a fine breeze blowing up towards the outfield. And the fans really enjoying this one. Early Wynn with the sign is ready. Fires on the 2-1 pitch. It's outside, ball three. Three balls and a strike now to Wally Moon. The National League, with nobody out batting in the last half of the fifth inning, they've drawn within one run of a tie. Nelly Fox drifting back at second base. Pete Reynolds deep at first. And Early Wynn, back of the batter, 3-1. Comes down with the next pitch, and it's a high curve outside, ball four. So the National League gets Wally Moon on first base. And there's a runner there with Del Crandall coming along. Crandall got a single right through the center in the third inning. So Early Wynn now has his work cut out for him as Del Crandall, who can hit the long ball and who's a cagey veteran of experience at that plate. Slightly open stance, Malzone is backed up from the third base bag about two or three steps. The outfield is shading around to the left now. It's Calavito in right center. Reynolds holds against the runner. The look by Wynn. And the pitch fired down to Crandall. He fires the bunny, popped it, and it is grabbed by Wynn for the out. Tried to bump that ball and popped it up right in front of the plate, grabbed by Early Wynn for out number one, and Wally Moon hustles back to first. Number 15 coming up there now is Joe Cunningham. He's done an outstanding job for the St. Louis Cardinals this year. He's a left-hand batter.
In the National League.
On the season, he's been hitting 343, playing in the outfield. So now Nelly Fox and Early Wynn get together, have a little visit on how they're going to pitch to this young man. He can swing that big bat. And the difference in the ball game at the moment is only one run. American League 3, the National League 2, and the base runner on at first, with only one man out. Billy O'Dell, the left-hander, working in the American League bullpen. Here's the stretch by Wynn. The check on the runner at first and the pitch. Outside, ball one. Wynn may be bothered a little by the bandage that he has around his left ankle. And as Russ reported to you during a picture-taking session for the team, part of the platform collapsed and early found about five members of the White Sox sitting on him. Throw to first. Snap throw back safely. One ball, no strike.
Easy lob over the first. He's back safely. All right, Cunningham, who stands very deep in that box, he's almost shaking hands there with umpire Bill Summers working the plate. Look over the first in the pitch. One down, a bounce to the left side. Aparicio has it. Feeds it to Fox. Throw to first is too late. Fourth player at second base. One of those slow rollers had to wait for it to come along. And he tossed it over for the fourth. But Cunningham gets on. So Cunningham on the field is charged. Is on there batting for Conley. And Junior Gilliam is coming along. Junior's a switch hitter batting from the left side against the right-hander early win. Gilliam batting 319. And he'll get a big hand since he represents the Los Angeles Dodgers. Early win now with a run at first, two out, playing in the last of the fifth inning. Deals one to Gilliam outside with the curve, and it's ball one. I've not seen Wynn throw the knuckleball yet. Jada Pinson, a very fast man, has come in to run for Cunningham. So Pinson, Jada Pinson, a very fleet-footed youngster, comes in to run for Joe Cunningham with the batter Junior Gilliam swinging that wood in the last half of the fifth inning. Starr leads away. Wynn takes a stretch and takes a look at him. Pinson edging away the pitch. He's just outside and it's ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Well, that home run ball has been a big one today. Not too many of them, but what had been hit has gone for important runs. Malzone got one in the second to start the American League off. A two-run homer by Barron in the third gave him two, made it three. The National League got a run on a double and a sacrifice fly in the first inning to take an early lead. And now the National League threatens here in the fifth inning as Robinson hits one for a home run. They have a runner on at first, two out. Ball two count to the batter, Junior Gilliam. Again, Wynn checks on the runner. There goes Pinson. The pitch is swung on and fouled back. So, Pinson, who gets a tremendous jump on a pitcher and can really fly, had started down to second, comes back as the ball is fouled off. Two out, two balls and a strike. Data Pinson has had 16 steals on the season so far, so you get an idea of just how fast and elusive this young man is. Wynn is mindful of it, throws over to first, he's back safely again. Stretch now by Wynn, Pinson bobbing him a little bit, edges away, two balls and a strike. He's marking his feet, and Wynn now tips off the rubber. Fans are loving it. All right, once again, Pinson jumps off to a lead. There's Wynn with a stretch. And the pitch coming down to Gilliam, outside, ball three. Three balls and a strike as Wynn misses with the curve. Well, Gilliam now steps out. Takes a look down at the third base coach. Pete Reynolds holding against the runner at first base. Pinson now looks into Gilliam and they kind of exchange the niceties of the afternoon, and Wynn would like to be in on it. Takes off the first sign from Yogi Berra. Now takes the stretch and Pinson edges away. 3-1 pitch is outside, ball four, and the National League has runners at second and first. So Junior Gilliam up there batting for Johnny Temple draws a walk. And Ken Boyer, who was a very flashy and big star for the National League in 1956 in Washington, not only with his great defensive play, but with his big bat, he's up there now. He's hitless in two times at bat. He has not faced early win. His two previous efforts were against the young right-hander, Jerry Walker. So a fast man at second, a speedster at first, and the stretch now by Wynn with the outfield slanted around to the left. The first pitch coming down, a fastball over the outside corner for a strike. Wynn, despite his many years in baseball, can still reach back and blister one through there. Plus, he's accumulated a vast knowledge of how exactly to work with these batters. Stretches once again. Looks back to the runner, second, Pinson. And deals one. It's high and outside, and it's one and one. One ball, one strike. We're in the last half of the fifth inning, and the excitement starts to build. As manager Fred Haney digs into his reserves, and Casey Stengel goes for his. And all of these all-stars, each in his own right, fine major league ball player. 1-1 delivery. Half swing, start to go. Checked it. It's outside. Two balls and a strike. Breaking ball dropped down and outside. Calavito, who's taken over in right field, is on a line in right center. Mickey Mantle over in left center. And back near the screen in left is Al Kaline. Now zone backed up along the line at third base and Aparicio deep at short. Fox is shaded over near second. The runners lead away now. Pinson at second, Junior Gilliam at first. And early win ready with a 2-1 delivery. Deals a strike on the outside corner, and it's 2-2. Gets that fastball just above the belt over the outside corner. 2-2 count with two out. Two on, and a big pitch coming up. Pinson now moves down the line from second. Gilliam again leads away from first, and win with a stretch. Is ready. Fires to the batter. High. Ball three. Three balls and two strikes. Tried to get him to go for that high fastball. But Boyle is having none of it. And it's now 3-2. A full count and a pressure mount. National League fans predominantly here in the Los Angeles Coliseum. About 50,000 of them. And of course, we're just guessing. Let's go now as early win. Takes a look back to the runners, and there they go. The 3-2 pitch is outside, ball four. The bases are loaded. Well, early win now has the bases loaded, and one of the most amazing young men in baseball today, Hank Aaron, comes along. So let's check where all these gentlemen are at the moment. We got Beta Pinson over at third base. At second base is Junior Gilliam, and Boyer is on at first. Mike Wilhelm throwing in the bullpen for the American League. Hank Aaron, the batter. He has sacrificed with a fly ball that's brought in a run, and he has popped to the third baseman. First pitch to him is outside, and it's ball one. Bases loaded. National League coming up here in the last half of the fifth inning. Four hits for the American League, three hits for the National League, and it's 3-2 with the American League leading. Here's the pitch coming to Aaron. Swings and fouls it off. Back on the screen, and it's 1-1. One of the amazing things about Hank Aaron is this youngster who's been the terror of the National League for so many years with his fine hitting. In all-star competition, has never had an extra base hit. So that, I'm sure, is something of great concern to early win. He's mindful of it, and he'll be working with extreme caution, but with the bases loaded, how careful can you be? Bases loaded. There's a swing and a ground ball down the first baseman, taken by Pete Reynolds, steps on first, and that's all. As Hank Aaron grounds out to Pete Reynolds. One run for the National League on a leadoff home run by Frank Robinson. There were no errors and 3 minutes left on at the end of five full innings. The score, the American League 3, the National League 2. We're going to have a new battery now as we move into the top half of the sixth inning for the National League, Sam Jones, who has done an outstanding job for the San Francisco Giants, who has won 14 games while losing 10 on the season so far. And his 14 victories equals his best winning year of his career. So now in the National League lineup, we will have Charlie Neal at second base. Junior Gilliam will be at third. Jones, the pitcher. Hal Smith from the Cardinals will catch. And Mickey Mantle will face Jones. The pitch to him, a fastball outside. Ball one. Al Smith working back of that plate as Sam Jones gets set to go, and he fires on the one ball delivery, and he gets the strike over. Never forget watching the no-hit game pitched by Sam Jones against the Pittsburgh Pirates some years ago. Walked the bases full in the ninth inning, then struck out the next three men. Fouled off to the left, and it is a one ball, two strike count to Mickey Mantle. Mantle so far today got a single in the second inning when he pushed the bunt by the starting pitcher for the National League, Don Drysdale. He walked in the third, so he's one for one. One ball and two strikes, and we're playing in the top of the sixth inning. The American League leads 3-2. Here's the delivery. Outside, and it's two balls, two strikes. Junior Gilliam at third. Ernie Banks at shortstop. Charlie Neal at second. Frank Robinson at first. The 2-2 pitch. Outside, ball three. Just missed with that one. Wally Moon is still in left field. Willie Mays is still out in right center. And Hank Aaron is out in right field. So a full count to Mickey Mantle. Jones sets a 3-2 delivery. Swung on, a drive deep to the right center field. Going out there is Willie Mays. He's got it. And that's number one. Willie Mays, who makes it look so easy as he just drifts out there and casually catches that ball. But no indication that he's taking it easy. That's his great drive and ability of catching that ball. Rocky Colavito, who has 31 home runs on the season. Strong right-hand batter from the Cleveland Indians. Stands deep in the batter's box, and Sam Jones, who's no stranger to him, used to be a teammate of his, fires a fastball low and outside. Ball one. Moon back near the shadow of the fence in left field. Willie Mays over in left center. Deep in right is Hank Aaron. There's a fastball for a strike. A beautiful pitch on the outside corner. One ball and one strike. Calavito comes over to the on-deck circle where Frank Malzone has the rosin bag. Calavito took over from Roger Maris. Maris was hit with him 2 times at bat, and Calavito's getting his first swing with the bat. Here's the 1-1 delivery. A curve, and he drives it deep in the left, and it's foul. Big souvenir out there for the folks. So it's one ball, two strikes. Calavito, who has developed a little trademark of flexing his back muscles, pushes his cap back down in there. Sort of draws a bead and points that bat out like a rifle at Sam Jones. Jones ready to throw that arm up there. Here she comes, the 1-2 pitch, a sidearm fastball outside. Two balls, two strikes. Russ could check me on this. I don't think Jones ever comes down with the same pitch to the same batter in 3 times.
He really moves the ball around all the time.
2-2 delivery. Strike three call as he broke a fastball on an outside corner. That ball jumped over that corner and Calavito took it. So Sam Jones records the strikeout. That's the 8th strikeout recorded by National League pitchers today. Don Drysdale had 5 in his 3 innings. Tommy worked 2 and struck out 2. And Jones records 1. There's 2 out and the batter now Frank Malzone. His home run in the 2nd inning got the American League back into a 1-1 tie. 3-2 American League. The pitch to Malzone. Texas is swinging the ball, drops outside and low, and it's ball one. One ball, no strike. Gilliam guarding that foul line at third, backed up 2 or 3 steps. Jones set with a big motion, fires outside, and it's ball two. Just missed with that one. Umpire Bill Summers taking a good look at it. Summers has took over at the turn of the 5th inning from umpire Bill Jakowski. Both about the same size, and of course all of these men in blue who have not only dedicated their lives to baseball, but worked at it every minute. There's a half swing, but it catches the inside corner, and it's strike one. Now, Jones tried to check his swing, but that ball of Jones moved and caught the inside corner. It's 2-1, 2 out, nobody on. 3 runs on 4 hits, no errors for the American League. 2 runs, 3 hits, no errors for the National League. Been some fine pitching here this afternoon. Here's Jones with a 2-1 delivery. There's a fly ball hit deep in the center field. Well, he really turns. He's driving up towards the fence. Still going back. He's got it. Over the shoulder catch by Willie Mays, like a man going out for a football catch. And he makes the catch. And that's all for the American League in the 6th inning. Nothing across. And at the end of 5.5 innings of play, or the middle of the 6th inning, the score is the American League 3, the National League 2. You know, I was watching Nellie Fox leave the diamond, and sure enough, he went out of his way to touch third base. A lot of ball players have these little superstitions, and most of them can't tell you why. But there are many things they have good reasons for, and that includes shaving the Gillette way. As Nellie's teammate Louis Aparicio puts it, I never owned a smoother shaving razor than that Gillette adjustable. It's fast and comfortable. Yes, comfort is the story, for never before has there been a razor like the Gillette adjustable. You simply turn the adjusting dial to get 9 different degrees of edge exposure and edge angle to fit your exact requirements. Now it's easy to find the setting for you. A turn to the left gives less exposure. Dial to the right for more blade edge. The Gillette 195 adjustable is a one-piece razor, changes blades instantly, rinses clean fast, and it's sold with this guarantee. We guarantee the finest shave you've ever had or your money back. You fans have gone so for the 195 adjustable, you may have a little trouble finding it,
However, your store receives a new supply within a few days. In Tim Sample Case with Gillette Blue Blade Dispenser, only $1.95. Going to have a few changes in the American League now. New pitcher is Hoyt Wilhelm of the Baltimore Orioles. Wilhelm, who spent so many years working over there in the National League, will pitch first to Willie Mays and to a new catcher, Sherm Lawler. Popped up foul over near the stands goes Pete Runnels, shading his eyes right near the foul line. He's got it. Foul ball taken by Pete Runnels as Willie Mays goes on that knuckleball of Hoyt Wilhelm's and fouls it off for out number one. Wilhelm has had a rather incredible career with the former New York Giants, now San Francisco Giants. He worked for many years. He was an excellent reliever for them and drifted into the American League. As back swing and fouling it off, back of the screen comes Sherm Lawler. I don't know if he'll have a chance. The wind might bring it back in. It's out of play. Wilhelm, I guess you could say, reached the height of his career last September 20th when he pitched a no-run, no-hit game versus New York. 1-0. So the American League now facing perhaps one of the most devastating home run hitters in the National League, Ernie Banks, the man with the quick wrist, or as Russ says, as they say over in Chicago, Mr. Everything. Outfield around to the left. Wilhelm gives him a fluttering knuckleball. It's over for a strike, and it's strike two. No balls, two strikes. Next pitch, he fouls it back, and it count holds, two strikes. Some folks say that all Wilhelm really needs to do to get warmed up is to manicure his nails. But that knuckleball really jumped around. And when Hoyt has good control of it, which he usually does, it's pretty tough to beat. He started off this year racking up 9 straight victories. Here's the nothing and two pitch. There's a swing, and he straightens this one out. A fly ball deep in the center. Mantle's back. He's got it. Ernie Banks changing that knuckle to a fastball, but he lines it to the center fielder. Two outs. Frank
Robinson.
Two down, and Frank Robinson, who put the National League within a run of a tie. The American League is leading 3-2. This is the last half of the sixth inning. Robinson hit a home run in the fifth inning. That one came off early wind. He walked in the second inning off young Jerry Walker. The pitch is a fastball. Wilhelm changing up and coming down with a fastball. About 90% of his deliveries are knucklers. Ready now, fires the right-hand batter. This one way wide, goes back of Sherm Lawler, and it's one ball and one strike. One and one, two out, nobody on. American League leading by one run. 3-2 the score. Wilhelm set with a 1-1 pitch. There's a swing, a solid smash back through the box, back out over second. It's a base hit for Robinson. So Wilhelm gives up a base hit. And the hits are now even, 4-3. National League got only 2 hits off Jerry Walker, this young 20-year-old right-hander, who left the ball game after 3 innings, having allowed only 1 run, struck out 1, and only 2 base hits. Early win worked the 4th, and Wilhelm here working in the 6th inning. Left-hand batting, Wally Moon is up there. Throw over to first, he's back safely. Frank Robinson, the base runner at first. Ryan Duren is throwing. Slow. Ball one. Ryan Duren up and throwing in the American League bullpen. The greatest danger for Wilhelm is with a man on. One ball delivery. There's a swing and a fly ball hit in the center field. Mantle drifting back, still backing. He has room and he makes the catch for the out. So the 6th inning. No runs. 1 hit. There were no errors, and 1 man is left on for the National League. And at the end of the 6th inning, the score is American League 3, the National League 2. Top of the 7th inning. And for the American League, facing Sam Jones, will be the bottom portion of the lineup. Louis Aparicio is scheduled to come up there. I imagine the folks around Oklahoma way are really singing the praises tonight of this youngster, Jerry Walker. to impress everybody here, both National League and American League, just generally baseball fans. Youngster only 20 years old, who's only been in organized baseball for a few years, coming in and doing such an incredible job. Billy O'Dell has joined Ryan Guerin in the bullpen. O'Dell, the left-hander from Baltimore, Ryan Guerin, the number one fastball reliever for the New York Yankees. And Sam Jones will try his luck here in the top of the seventh inning against Louis Aparicio. Little Louis has done just about everything you could ask for a ball player and more. He's been the really strong man. He and Nelly Fox for the Chicago White Sox so far this year. Made incredible stops and has an amazing arm and can run. Swings the bat pretty well. Looks at a fastball outside, ball one. Sam Jones working now for the National League. Drysdale started calmly in the fourth and Jones came on in the sixth. Next delivery. There's a strike. Jones, who has great motion, sort of pivots around on his right foot and kind of conceals his arm with a twist of his hip motion and then kicks that leg and brings that ball around. One ball and one strike. The delivery, fastball, spun outside, two balls and one strike. On deck for the American League, coming up as a pinch hitter, is Tony Kubek. Two balls and a strike. Fastball outside, ball three. So Hoyt Wilhelm is going to leave. Well, he did a fine job. 3-1 pitch is swung on. Top foul. Coming over is Hal Smith. May have a chance for it. It is out of play. Into the stands, and the count is 3-2. Nobody out. Aparicio leading off. This is the top of the seventh inning. Fans have seen some magnificent pitching by both sides today. And they've seen some fine defensive play, and they have seen the power demonstrated with the home run. Aparicio stands in there, stands flat-footed, about halfway deep, now bends over at the waist. 3-2 delivery. Fouls this one back. Count holds 3-2. Kubek is just really getting back into shape after a collision with Gil McDougall in a series some weeks ago. Balls, two strikes. Aparicio waits. There's the next pitch. He tries to check his swing, but Jones gets it over the inside corner for strike three. So Aparicio becomes a strikeout victim. And for Jones, that's his second. And 9 strikeouts recorded by National League pitchers. Tony Kubek comes up now to bat for Hoyt Wilhelm. So it'll either be Billy O'Dell or Ryan Guerin for the American League in the last half of the seventh. First pitch, a slow floating curve, is a little high and inside, ball one. Al Smith of the Cardinals working back at that plate. Sam Jones on the mound and moving in close at third is Junior Gilliam. Pitch to him, checks his swing and it's outside, ball two. Gilliam, protecting against a slap on the left side of the infield, has moved to within about a step of the infield grass at third, the outfield playing straight away. Two balls and no strikes. Jones set. Fires a fastball down low, ball three. 3 balls, no strikes. The American League is leading 3-2. We're playing in the top of the seventh inning. Tony Kubek batting for Hoyt Wilhelm. Left-hand batter, strong, weak. Gets the strike, 3-1. As Jones pumps that good fastball right down the middle. Frank Cassetti coaching at third for the American League. Harry Cookie Lavagetto, the manager of Washington, coaching at first. 3-1 delivery. Mike Kukol, he got another fastball. Boy, that Jones, as Russ said, can get back in there and find that mustard seed and really spread it all over that ball. He can fire. And with his motion, he makes that ball jump in there. 3-2 now, pitching to Tony Kubek. He's ready. He comes down with it. And he just missed outside. Ball four. So Kubek is on. First walk given up by Jones. One out, and Pete Reynolds the batter. Reynolds, about a week ago, was shifted over to first base. He has struck out twice today. He's walked. He's a ever dangerous man with that bat. The runner leads away, takes a fastball high outside, ball one. One One of the teams in the American League took some slow motion pictures of Reynolds to show to their batters to show how he concentrates on the ball. Takes a strike and it's 1-1. They discovered with these slow motion films that Reynolds looked that ball and practically could read the signature of the president of the league if it came up there. Really concentrated on it. Throw to first by Jones. The ball gets by Robinson. And going to second is Tony Kubek. The ground rule holds him there as the ball bounced into the stands. Jones just fired that ball over to first. I presume with the San Francisco Giants, the first baseman is probably always anticipating that throw. And Russ nods his head yes. So it'll be charged an error, and the first error of the ball game is charged against the pitcher. Sam Jones on the throw, which allows Tony Kubek to go to second. Outfield straight away. One ball count. Pete Reynolds the batter. 1-1. High with a curve, and it's 2 balls and a strike. Two, the American League is leading, and they're threatening here in the seventh inning. Kubek with the long lead from second. Gilliam again with that left-hand batter up there, not far away from the bag at third. A curve outside, ball three. Part of the ball, and as Banks came over to field it, he fumbled it momentarily, and they have charged Banks with an error. So an errorless ball game going here until the seventh inning, and 2 errors in a row now have put the American League with runners at third and a runner at first. One of those smashes that bounced back through the box as Jones reached out with his bare hands. The ball was deflected just off his fingertips, and as Banks had broken for the ball, he had to sort of retrace his steps and reach for it, and the ball just dipped off the end of his glove. So 3-2, the American League lead. And they now have a chance to add to their lead as Nellie Fox steps up there with one hit in 2 official times at bat. Runners at third and first and only one out. Jones ready, spins one. It's a little high and outside, ball one. Gilliam right on the edge of the grass at third. Ernie Banks shaded over near second. Charlie Neal is backed up at second base, and Reynolds, of course, the base runner at first, being held there by Robinson. One ball delivery. Swung, sliced out into left field, curving foul. Miss Little Nellie Fox during the regular season. Quite a magician with that bat. The youngster had popped out of the stands to get that foul ball. And the officer is not chasing him to administer any punishment. He just wants to warn him that the baseball field, the diamond itself, and its enclosure is intended strictly for the ball players and not for the youngsters. Isn't it? Baseball people don't want them to have a souvenir. They don't want them to get killed if a line drive comes out there and these youngsters are out on the field. One ball and one strike. The next pitch is high, and it's ball two. 2 balls and a strike now. Nellie Fox the batter. American League lead, 3-2, and they're threatening to cook something up here with Tony Kubek, the base runner, third, coming down the line. Reynolds holding close at first. Jones ready, 2-1 pitch. Swung and lined right back out through the middle. It's a base hit. Reynolds holds at second, and coming in to score is Tony Kubek. Fox lined a shot right by the pitcher and right out of his second base in the center field. And Elroy Face, who was throwing early in the ballgame, is up and throwing for the National League. So Nellie Fox drives in a run with a single. That is hit number 5. Well, the batter now is Al Kaline. He's making his first appearance batting in the number 3 spot. He took over for Ted Williams in left field. Kaline hit a home run in the first All-Star game in Pittsburgh this year. And runners at second and first, and he takes a fastball inside that backs him away, ball one. Kaline batting 323. Suffered a compressed fracture earlier this year, but has apparently recovered, and he's ever dangerous standing in there. Jones ready, fires down to him. The fastball is blown outside. Ball two. Al Kaline of the Detroit Tigers signed right out of high school. Moved right into the big league. 4-2, the American League is leading. This is the top of the seventh. Jones in trouble, delivers. The curve that's knocked over, and it's 2 balls and a strike. Boy, that's a beautiful curveball. Jones starts it right at these right-hand batters, and then it just slants right over. Outfield around to the left. Pete Reynolds at second. Nellie Fox at first. There's a swing and a fly ball. Hit into shallow center field. Coming in is Willie Mays. Poised under it. He's got it. Put that basket under and made the grab on it. Throws in to second base. And we have two outs. Sam Lawler's up there now. Lawler has certainly been a big iron man for the Chicago White Sox. He's taken over for Yogi Berra on the season, batting 265. Lawler very quiet. Stands fairly deep in the batter's box. And bends just slightly at the knees. Jones sends a fastball inside, and Lawler backs away. Outfield straight away. 4-2, the American League is leading. 5 hits for the American League, 4 hits for the National League, and 2 errors here in this 7th inning have not helped the National League. Throwing error by Jones, a deflected ball, and an error charge to Banks. Next pitch, he takes a strike, and it's 1-1. Lawler commenting with Al Smith, the catcher, on the beauty of that pitch, spun over there by Jones. Sam Jones, known as the toothpick. 1-1 delivery. Fastball. He's strike. Third out of first. Situation. Robinson. And Reynolds going for third. Pete Reynolds digs for third. A throw down to the first baseman, Frank Robinson. Hit him on the heel of the glove. Bounced away from him. And it'll be another error. Error charged to the first baseman, Frank Robinson. Al Smith threw a strike down there right over the bag. But on the play, Reynolds is allowed to go to third base, and that's the third error for the National League. Runners at third and first, and Lawler stands in there. 1-2 pitch to him, a curve outside, ball two, strike two. So Pete Reynolds stands out there at third, Nellie Fox at first. 2 balls, 2 strikes. And ready now is Jones. Spins one, just misses outside, ball three. Al Smith handling the catching for the National League. Umpire Bill Summers working back of the plate. Bill Jakowski, who started back of the plate, worked the first 4.5, has moved to third base. Tommy Barry's out at second. 3-2 pitch with the going is outside, ball four, and the bases are loaded. So Sam Jones has given up his second walk. Roy Faith is throwing out there in the National League bullpen, and Mickey Mantle is coming up against Sam Jones. Well, this is a tough situation for Jones. At third base, Reynolds. Fox is on second. At first base is Sam Lawler. And the pitch to Mantle. Fastball over the outside corner, a strike. American League leading 4-2 as the American League starts to pile up some potential runs here. It's 3 men on and 2 men out. Jones ready, fires on the one strike pitch, a swing and a miss, and it's strike two. Go ahead, ball dips. Don Drysdale, who started for the National League, sitting right down in front of us. He likes Jerry Walker, very poised, fine looking young man. 2 strikes, 2 out, the base is loaded. Jones ready, fires, and a half swing, and it is ball 1, strike 2. Here's the official plate attendance, 54,982. Wonderful baseball fans from all around the United States, and especially out here in the West Coast, watching these all-stars. Pitch coming to Mantle, swings and slices, a foul into the stands out in left field. Count holds, 1 ball, 2 strikes. Batter is Mickey Mantle. There's 2 outs. Sam Jones in a very tough spot as the American League tries to break this ball game wide open. Here's the windup. Pitch coming down to Mantle. Swings and he misses. And that is all as Sam Jones strikes out Mantle. His second strikeout of the inning in the 7th inning for the American League. They get a run. They had 1 hit. There were 3 National League errors, and 3 men were left on. So at the middle of the 7th inning, the score is American League 4, the National League 2.
Number 2,
Al Kaline has moved over into center field, and Tony Kubek has gone out into left. So Mickey Mantle has come out. Odell is the new pitcher for the American League, the left-hander. Fires first, high and outside, ball one. Right-handed batting catcher, Hal Smith. Dick Groat is starting to throw in the... I guess he's on the on-deck circle. Next pitch, swung on, popped up back to second base. Moving over there is Nellie Fox. Underneath the ball and on the edge of the grass, he's got it. So Hal Smith up there leading off for the National League, last half of the seventh inning, pops to Nellie Fox, one out. Odell working here in the last half of the seventh inning, and we're going to have a pinch hitter for Sam Jones. Dick Groat comes on the bat for Jones. Groat, a right-hand batter, wears number 24. Odell fires a fastball over the outside corner for a strike. On the season, Groat is batting 263. He's a fine runner, and he's picked up 15 doubles so far in the 1959 campaign. Pitch to him in the dirt. As Odell tries to break off a curve, it's one ball, one strike. 4 runs on 5 hits, no errors for the American League. 2 runs on 4 hits and 3 errors for the National League. Cal McQuick, who's been one of the most amazing pitchers in baseball this year, starting to throw in the American League bullpen. There's a line, one hopper to Louis Aparicio. Winds it up, fires it over to first, and he gets him. Ball started off as a liner, dipped a little bit. And a one-hopper to Aparicio, he throws him out at first, and there's 2 down. Billy Odell gets the first 2 men to face him, and he brings up Junior Gilliam. He came up. And he will bat in the leadoff spot for the National League. Odell delivers the curve that he fouls back. Junior Gilliam. Outfield around to the left. Tony Kubek in left. Al Kaline has moved to center and Rocky Calavito's in right. With Malzone at third, Aparicio and Fox have played all the way at short and second. Fastball is low. 1 ball, 1 strike. 2 out, nobody on. 4-2, the American League leading the National League. Odell delivers a fastball for a strike. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Dell, a classy little left-hander, has a good fastball. He's just one of a group of promising young pitchers that Paul Richards has developed over at Baltimore. 1-2 delivery, fouled off, out of play. So it's 1-2. Junior Gilliam, wearing number 19, stands fairly well away from the plate as he bats as a right-hander. About 3 quarters deep in the batter's box. Odell looks him over and is ready and delivers on the 1-2. There's a curve, dipping low and inside, ball two. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 54,982 here today. Fine turnout. Odell set, 2-2 pitch is fouled off. And the count holds, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Fans have seen a lot of baseball. And those two exciting battles for the pennants in both leagues will resume tomorrow. Odell delivers on the 2-2. There's a swing and a foul. Cut back in the stands, another souvenir, and the count holds it. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Umpire Bill Summers stepping off that plate. So far in the ball game, the home run hitting and the pitching have been the big stories. There's a curve low, and it's ball three. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Billy Odell, young left-hander, firing for the American League. Jerry Walker started, worked 3. Early wind came on in the 4th, worked 2. Wilhelm worked 1. And Odell works here in the 7th. Here's a drive deep in the left field, and it is one over for a home run. For a home run by Junior Gilliam, and it puts the National League right back into this ball game. Junior Gilliam just parked one over that fence out there. Yeah, Gilliam has had no previous All-Star record, but he has now as he whacks a home run. And here's Charlie Neal. He has been picking on that fence of late. First pitch to him. There's a ground ball hit down to the third base. Malzone fumbles the ball, picks it up, fires to first, and he's out at first. Malzone fumbled that ball, picks it up, fired over to Pete Reynolds in time to get the runner. And in the seventh inning for the National League, they get a run on one hit. There were no errors, and nobody's left on. And at the end of seven innings of play, the score is the American League 4, the National League 3. Third base will be the pitcher now for the National League. Drysdale started, Conley in the fourth, Jones in the sixth, and Pace, who has an incredible record of 14 victories, no defeats on the season, has 19 in a row over two seasons. Surprising fellow to look at him. Russ, of course, has an opportunity to see him. He doesn't stand too tall. He stands about 5'8". But he's a pretty fancy pitcher, and he's ready to pitch to Calavito. Delivers. There's a drive deep in the left field, and it is gone. That one will be about halfway up in the Coliseum. It's a long drive high in the stands of the left field area of the Coliseum to make it 5-3. Pace delivered one pitch, and Calavito hit it out of here. 5-3 now. As the home run ball, third home run hit by the American League so far today. One by Malzone, one by Yogi Berra, and one by Calavito. Frank Malzone, the batter. Face ready. Delivers. As the ground ball hits the right side. Coming in is Charlie Neal. Up with it. Throws to Robinson. He's out at first. One out in the top of the eighth inning. Roy Face, as they prefer to be called, has a big motion for a little man, and it looks like he's really blinding you with his dazzling fastball. He's got a good fastball, but he has a forkball, which I guess acts pretty much like a knuckler, doesn't it, Russ? Louis Aparicio looks at a fastball for a strike. One out in the top of the eighth inning. The American League leading now 5-3. Pitch coming down to Aparicio. Swings and misses, strike two. Gilliam, keeping his eye on Aparicio, now drifts back with a two-strike count on him. Aparicio, a fine bunter. Willie Mays has moved shallow in left center. There's a fastball on inside. One ball, two strikes. Wally Moon out in left field. Willie Mays in left center. Hank Aaron in right. Gilliam at third. Banks at short. Charlie Neal at second. And Frank Robinson at first. Al Smith handling the catching. And it's outside ball two as he tried a fastball on the outside corner. We have had three home runs for the American League, and we have had two home runs hit for the National League. Pace looks him over. Aparicio stands in there. The 2-2 delivery is fun. And it's a fastball outside, ball three. Hal Smith with the arm cocked, ready to fire. But outside, says umpire Bill Summers, and the count is full. 3-2. One out. From New York State. Looks in now, is set to work. Comes down with a 3-2 delivery. Swung on, popped out into shallow right center field. Moving over is Willie Mays. He lets Hank Aaron take this one, and it's out number two. Oh, yeah, National League has got quite an outfield out there now with Wally Moon in left, and Mays in center, and Hank Aaron in right. Fine speed, fine throwing arm. Two down. And the batter now is Tony Kubek. Kubek came up to bat for Wilhelm in the seventh inning walk. He later scored a run, has three errors. He swings and he misses on the fork ball, strike one. Base ready. Winds and fires, and it's blown outside. One ball, one strike. Five runs on six hits, no errors for the American League. Three runs on five hits and three errors for the National League. Low and outside, ball two. Two balls and a strike. Tony Kubek batting here in the top of the eighth inning.
please.
Two balls, one strike. Next pitch, a swing and a miss, and it's strike two. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. 2-2 delivery is a swing and a foul tip on to by catcher Hal Smith. So it goes as a strikeout. In the eighth inning, one run on one hit, no errors, and nobody left. And so at the middle of the eighth inning, the score is the American League 5, the National League 3. Rick Power now takes over at first base for the American League, and Cal McQuaid has come on to take over the pitching. Cal McQuaid, representing the Cleveland Indians, also from Oklahoma. We've had a lot of Oklahomans pitching here today. Gene Conley from Oklahoma, Walker from Oklahoma. Now McQuaid, he's 1-13 while losing 4. Will pitch first to Hank Aaron. The first pitch to him, a strike with a curve. Hank Aaron, one of the truly great ball players of the National League and in all of baseball. Got 29 home runs so far this year. He's been flirting with that 400 mark all year. Outfield around the left for him. McQuaid steals one. He swings and he misses, and it's strike two. McQuaid has perhaps one of the sharpest breaking curves in the American League and also has a very sneaky fastball. Sets the batters up. He's ready now, working on a two-strike count. Comes down with it. There's a curve that's a little low, and it's ball one, strike two. Last half of the eighth inning, the American League leads in the ballgame by a score of 5-3. McQuaid's ready, fires. There's a curve outside, and it's two balls, two strikes. Herm Lawler grabbing that one. Frank Malzone, Louis Aparicio, Nellie Fox have gone all the way so far in this ballgame. And Vic Power taking over at first base. Here's the pitch to him. Checks his swing on a slow-breaking curve, and it's ball three. Three balls, two strikes. Well, this is a very big pitch for the National League and the American League alike, even though there's a two-run differential. You get a man on, things start moving around. On deck is Willie Mays. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Swings out, a bouncer down the middle zone, up with the ball, fires it across to Power, he's out. One away in the eighth inning. And Camilo Pasquale, the big sidekick, Pete Ramos, starts to throw in the bullpen. Pasquale and Ramos, who have been certainly the two strong men of the Washington pitching staff, been very close through these many years. Ramos explaining today to us that they're concerned over in Washington about Pasquale. He's developed a very sore arm. Pitch coming to Willie Mays. Swings out, a bounce to the third base, and Malzone on a big hop. Fires across the first, close play. He's out. So McQuaid gets two of the big hitters of the National League to bounce out to the third baseman. And coming up now is Ernie Banks of the National League Chicago Cubs. Banks is hitless and three times at bat. And that's unusual for this man with a great wrist. Two outs, pitched by McQuaid. Fastball, strike one. Here's McQuaid ready. Comes down with a one-strike delivery. Gets strike two calls. Tried to check, but couldn't. Went around. Al Kaline is out in left center field. Backed up in left is Tony Kubek, and Rocky Calavito in right center field. They're giving Banks all of that right field corner. Two-strike delivery comes down as he tries the curve, and it misses outside. One ball, two strikes. Two out, nobody on. Last half of the eighth inning. American League leads the National League 5-3. One-two delivery. Outside and low, and it's ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Fox is practically over at second base for Banks. They're thinking that Banks is going to pull that ball. Malzone guarding the line at third. 2-2 pitch on the way. Swings at a curve and he misses strike three. So Cal McQuaid comes in the eighth inning and retires three of the big men for the National League. And in the eighth, nothing across for the National League. At the end of the eighth inning, the score is the American League 5, the National League 3. Power at first base leads off against Roy Pace in the top of the ninth inning. Pace delivers. He hits the squibble on the first baseline. Taken by Robinson, steps on the bag. He's out. Power is swinging on the first pitch. Got a hold of that fork ball, but dribbled it along the first baseline. Taken by Robinson, who was able to grab the ball, step on first, and is one out. Pace came on and worked the eighth inning. Was met by a home run by Calavito, then put down the side in order. Sally Parks, the batter, has two hits and three official times at bat. He's played the entire game. Lined up by Pace in the first pitch to Nelly. High, outside, ball one. Pace looks into Hal Smith, ready to work. Comes down with a one ball pitch. There's a swing, a ground ball to the right side. Coming in for it is Charlie Neal. Throws to Robinson, two out. Two up, two down. So Pace has retired in the last five men to face him. And Al Kaline comes up there. Kaline took over for Ted Williams. He's had one time at bat. Hit a fly ball into center field. Outfield drifts around just a step or two to the left. The American League leads 5-3, top of the ninth inning. Pitch coming down to Kaline. Swings a bouncer along foul. Third baseline. Crosetti makes a nice stop on that one. Throws it back over to Pace. Crosetti looks in such marvelous physical trim. Looks like he could take a glove and move out there and play. Pace ready now. Delivers to Kaline. Swings and fouls it back in its strike two. Five runs on six hits, no errors for the American League, three runs on five hits, and three errors for the National League. The errors figured only in one run being scored. They came all in the seventh inning. Nothing in two pitch. Swung on, sliced foul, going into the stands out in right field. Shadows now started to drift out in the Coliseum, or to the left field area in the shade. But it's been a truly beautiful day in California. As Russ told you, not a cloud in the sky. No balls, two strikes. Al Kaline waiting as Roy Pace gets set and deals on the two-strike pitch. He kicks and it's inside. Just a dip and it's one ball, two strikes. Sam Lawler on deck. Pace working carefully. Kaline's got the power. 1-2 delivery. Swings and fouls this one off. Count holds. That's 1-2. Well, in the last half of the ninth inning, the National League has some big swingers coming along. Al Kaline swinging that bat. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on. Foul back. This one coming back out of play. So, Kaline distributing a few souvenirs around. Casey Stengel started this game with seven new players in his lineup, started with a group of left-handers. And it's been a battle, 5-3. That's the score. Here's 1-2 pitch. He fouls this one off. Kaline, a very difficult man to fool. There's Roy Pace working out there. But Pace, who has fooled some of the best hitters in baseball, trying to get out of this one with two out, nobody on. Delivers, and there's a swing and a miss. And he got it. Strike three, and that's all for the American League of the ninth inning. Nothing is lost. And at the end of 8.5 innings of play, score is the American League 5, the National League 3. Well, this last half of the ninth inning will be it as far as the National League is concerned. Their last chance to get back into this one. Calavito trots out to right field. Al Kaline goes back out to center. Out to left field is Tony Kubek. Malzone at third, Aparicio at short. Fox at second, Power at first, and Cal McLeish comes out. Fox, Aparicio, and Malzone, the only three ball players in the American League to go all the way. National League has had Aaron and Mays and Banks and Moon, who've gone all the way. So it's up to Cal McLeish, man who started his baseball career in this National League, who himself admits that when he came out to the Pacific Coast Conference, and learned to throw that good curveball that helped him a great deal in his baseball career, and who last year moved into the kind of favorite role of an extraordinarily fine right-handed pitcher, has again repeated this year, and he's out there now working in the last half of the ninth inning. Frank Robinson, the Cincinnati first baseman, who has hit a home run and two times at bat, is coming along. Robinson came on in the fifth inning. He's had two for two, a single in the sixth and a home run in the fifth. Al McClish getting his first look at this big free swinger. All right, the right-hander set. The pitch coming down. He takes outside. Ball one. McClish trying him with a fastball. 5-3, the score. National League needs two runs to tie it up. McClish ready and fires on the one ball pitch. There's a strike with a curve. So it's 1-1. One ball and one strike. There's a smash going through the left center field. It's in there for a base hit, and Frank Robinson opens up the ninth inning for the National League with a single in the left center, his third hit of the day. First hit off Cal McClish. And that evens up the base hit, 6-2. National League has had two home runs so far today. The American League has had three. And Wally Moon is up there now, a left-hand batter. Moon has gone all the way, lined into a double play, hit a fly ball to center field in his walk. And Smokey Burgess on deck for Pittsburgh, representing the Pittsburgh Pirates. And we're going to have some activity in the bullpen. Pete Ramos goes to work once again for the American League. All right, the runner at first, Robinson, leads away. McClish is ready to work. The pitch coming down, a swing and a miss on a curve. Strike one. Well, the National League fans here in the Coliseum in Los Angeles now moving to the edges of their seats as the National League team tries to pull itself together and get back into this when they trail by two. McClish checks on the runner, delivers a curve that's blown outside, 1-1. Jim Lawler of the American League White Sox handling the catching. McClish on the mound, Malzone at third, Aparicio at short, Fox at second, and Dick Power at first base. Set by McClish, look to the runner. The delivery. Ground ball, foul, off to the right, rolling over near the National League dugout. So it's one ball and two strikes. Nobody out, and a runner at first base. Place looking in, has a habit of popping that ball into his glove. Big Oklahoma lad takes the stretch. And the 1-2 delivery. Fastball outside. Ball two. Blown outside to this left-hand batter. Wally Moon, who has delighted the Los Angeles Dodger fans who are in attendance here. Fastball outside. Ball two. Blown outside to this left-hand batter. Wally Moon, who has delighted the Los Angeles Dodger fans who are in attendance here today, along with the rest of the baseball fans, watching this game. 2-2 pitch now with a look to first. Here she comes. Fouled, and it is 2-2. Went swinging on a curveball, just got a little piece of it. Fouled it down at his feet. Smokey Burgess of the Pittsburgh Pirates on deck. And he's been a big man for those Pirates this year. Was sidelined for a while with a fractured hand. But he can swing that bat, left-hand batter. All right, the set by McClish. The look to the run of the 2-2 pitch. Outside, ball three. Trying to get him to go for a fastball, and Wally Moon checks his swing, and it's a full count now, 3-2. With Frank Robinson, the base runner, at first, and the American League leads by two runs. It's a 5-3 ball game. Each team with six hits. The National League has committed three errors. The American League has played hairless ball. Outfield straight away for the American League. Calavillo deep in right. K-line straight away in center. McClish ready. Fires on the 3-2 pitch. Here she comes. It's outside for ball four. So we have runners at second and first now for the National League.
with Wally Moon drawing the base on balls and moving Frank Robinson down to second. And Hal Smith is going to bat for himself. Smokey Burgess on deck will undoubtedly bat for the pitcher. Nobody out here in the last half of the ninth inning. National League refusing to count itself out. He's up there now with Hal Smith, the right-hand batter. Runners leading away. Power looking for a bunt. Bunts it foul. Trying to push it along the first baseline. Vic Power driving in from first base, but the ball was fouled off. They've got Malzone semi-anchored at third base. He's moved into the edge of the grass. The idea, of course, is to try and commit Malzone. Get him to come in if they can, or get the runner over if they can. So that's what they're trying to do. McLeish trying to make it difficult for Smith to bunt that ball. Nick Power playing just off the edge of the grass at first, ready to drive in. McLeish with a stretch, the runner's edging away. The pitch is, tries to bunt, he misses for strike two. McLeish fired the fastball, hummed it down there. Smith trying to reach it to bunt it, and he misses for strike two. So the pressure mounts here in the last half of the ninth inning, as the stars of the National League come battling back against the stars of the American League. Outfield around to the left. Now zone even with the bag. Has moved back a step or two. Power is still playing a little wary right off the edge of the grass. McLeish stretches. There's a curve that's inside, and it's 1-2. It's been a seesaw battle all afternoon. National League went out ahead with a run in the first inning. American League tied it up with one in the second. They got two in the third. And that's the way it's been going. Here's the 1-2 pitch. It's swing and a miss on a fastball. Strike three. So McLeish gets the strikeout. That's his second. That's only the fourth National League player that has struck out today. American League players have struck out 12 times. Smokey Burgess coming up. Batting average on the season of .289. Left-hand batter. Outfield playing him straight away. Calavito's over in the corner and right. The pitch coming down to him. Swings on. Ground ball to Malzone. Goes to first with a throw, and he's out at first. He was going to go to second with a throw, but Foxy had to play deep and between first and second with his left-hand batter. Could not get over in time to cover. And so Burgess bounces out, but the runners move up. Runners are second and third. Two men out. And it leaves it up now to Junior Gilliam. Bud Bailey, knuckleball, fastball, fine curveball pitcher from the Kansas City A's, has joined Pete Ramos in the bullpen. So the tying runs are out on the bases. Two men out. As Smokey Burgess hits the ground ball on the left side, taken by Malzone, who could not throw to second, and had to go to first for the throw for the out. Two out. Junior Gilliam hit a home run. Is waiting now as the pitch from McLeish comes down. It's a curve that drops low and inside. Ball one. Gilliam hit his home run as a right-hand batter. He's batting left-handed against the right-hander Cal McLeish. Potential tying runs on the bases. Robinson at third, Wally Moon at second. The pitch to Gilliam. Pitch low, ball two. Pitch up. Got the outside corner. Boy, that ball jammed. One ball and one strike. That ball really jumped over there. One and one with two out and two on. The pitch swings on. The ground ball right side. Taken by Power. The race for the bag. He's out. And Power steps on first. So the American League wins the ball game 5-3. And in the ninth inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and two men left for the National League. And the final score is the American League 5, the National League 3. Final score, American League 5 runs, 6 hits, no errors. The National League 3 runs, 6 hits, and 3 errors. In a moment, we'll review the highlights of the game for you.
Well, it happened, ladies. They've put an end to the messiest part of a home permanent. Now, new No Mix Tony has a neutralizer that's actually easy to use. The first neutralizer that comes already mixed. No more watery neutralizing like old-fashioned permanents. No more fixing and mixing. No more drenching and dripping. Never again. With new No Mix Tony, there's no powder, no water to mix. Tony's No Mix neutralizer comes pre-mixed and concentrated in a handy little plastic bottle. Just snip off the tip and squeeze. What a creamy neutralizer. It's full of rich conditioning liquids that give you Tony's famous hitting body. And that's what holds any hairstyle like no other permanent can. Get new, no-mix Tony. Put hidden body into your hair this new, easy way. It's the first permanent with neutralizer already mixed. New, no-mix Tony.
Bob Neal, a great job of calling this game, which the American League All-Stars have won by a score of 5-3. Five runs, six hits, no errors. The three runs, six hits, three errors. What a day in the young career of Jerry Walker, who starts in his first big league game, 20 years old, and he is returned the winning pitcher of the day, and the loser will be Don Drysdale. Don was tagged for the long home run by Yogi Berra, which put the American League on top 3-1, and the National League never could quite catch up. Home runs on the afternoon, and there was only one that you could say was not really well tagged, and that was the home run by Frank Malzone early in the game. But real long wallops by Rocky Colavito, Yogi Berra, Frank Robinson, and Junior Gillian. And this game at one time was just a fantastic dream, really came true, as 54,982 paid their way into the Los Angeles Coliseum to see the American League All-Stars and the National League All-Stars come to grips in a game that gave the fans everything that they came to see. Great managing by Casey Stengel and by Fred Haney as they juggled their forces as well as they could and came out with the type of baseball game that fans will continue to turn out to see. You'd have to signal out Jerry Walker as the number one hero, the youngster, but it was a great team victory for the American League, and the two clubs are now even on the season, the National League winning the first one and the American League winning the second game today by a score of 5-3. This broadcast is authorized under broadcasting rights granted by the Commissioner of Baseball solely for the entertainment of our listening audience. And any publication, rebroadcast, or other use of the descriptions and accounts of this game without the express consent of the Commissioner is prohibited. Well, the second All-Star game of 1959 goes into the record book. And what a great victory it was for the American League. The next event on the Gillette Cavalcade of Sports takes place at Madison Square Garden Friday night. In a 10-round welterweight scrap, Charlie Scott meets Jasper Ortega. Be sure to tune in for all the excitement. Consult your local listings for time and station. Thanks to our NBC engineer, John Panley. This broadcast is produced by NBC Sports Director Paul Jonas. And now this is Russ Hodges correcting our NBC engineer, John Pollock, saying smooth sailing, smooth shaving, and good night for your host, the Gillette Safety Razor Company.